This is the time in our service where we get to celebrate the Lord's table together. And as we do this, I'd like to draw our attention to Titus chapter 3. If you have your Bible with you, please go ahead and turn there. Titus chapter 3. The gospel has an enormous impact on every aspect of our lives. And it's so kind of God to give us this ordinance where we can remember what Christ has done, and we can remember the implications of what Christ has done upon our lives. And that's what I would like for us to do now. Titus chapter 3, we're going to be looking at verses 4 through 7. And it says there, "But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us. Not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy and by the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." No theme should thrill the heart of the child of God more than to hear and be reminded of how God has saved him. And that is what we see here. God has saved us. God did it. Our salvation is initiated by, it's sustained through, it's purposed for Jesus Christ. And as we consider this passage, I'd like to make three observations regarding God's saving us. The first one is when He chose to save us. God chose to save us when, as verse 4 states, His kindness and His love for mankind appeared. Jesus is the expression of God's kindness and love for mankind. When we fix our eyes upon Jesus, we see the very kindness and love of God demonstrated. The next observation regarding God's saving us is how He chose to save us. And here, Paul makes very clear what did not save us. And that is the deeds that we have done in righteousness. What many would run to first, Paul immediately extinguishes by saying that it is not our deeds, but rather God who saved us according to His mercy. By the washing of regeneration, renewing by the Holy Spirit, Jesus shed blood on the cross, provided the sacrifice that has washed away our sins. God saved us through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. What great news. Lastly, we see why He chose to save us. He saved us so that being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We are justified. We are acquitted of guilt through the forgiveness of sins. We are made heirs. We are given hope of eternal life, and it is all through Jesus Christ. In this passage, Paul is swept away by the grandeur of what God has done. And so we must be too. So as the men in a moment are going to come and they're going to bring elements, we must remember what God has done in Christ. We must remember that Jesus' body was broken and it was crushed by God. And it was God's righteous wrath that crushed Him. And we must take the cup and remember Jesus' blood that was shed. And we must remember the new covenant of His blood. It is because of Jesus' perfect sacrifice that we have been justified and made heirs. So with thankfulness for the cross, we must take the elements and we must remember what God did in saving us. It was all God. If you do not believe in Christ, if you have not experienced the love and the kindness of God in His Son Jesus, then I would plead with you to repent. I would plead with you to repent from your sins, to recognize that you are a sinner, to recognize that you are in opposition to God, and to agree with God that you need someone to take the punishment that your sin deserves. Confess and agree with God that you cannot satisfy God's perfect requirements. You need a Savior. I would plead with you turn away from yourself and to Christ and believe in his death, believe in his resurrection. Let today be the day of salvation for you, and join us in remembering our Savior. However, if you refuse to trust in the Lord, then I would ask that, as Scripture teaches, you would let the elements pass by, as this is a time that is for believers. Also, it's important for us to remember, believers, that Scripture warns of taking the Lord's table in an unworthy manner. Christian, take this time to examine yourself. And if there is sin in your life that you are aware of and have not yet repented of, take this time and repent of it and rejoice in the work that Christ has accomplished. And then take and remember what Christ has done on the cross. So as the men come forward and they serve the elements, when your heart is prepared, take them on your own.